In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday, the message was, don't quit. Don't quit. It's not time to quit. It's time to go forward. And I know people attempted to quit their Christianity. I know people who have done that. Don't quit. And I'm reading from Isaiah, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. He feels like he's going to quit. And my Lord has forgotten me. Feels like he's going to quit. Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on her son and the son of her womb? Yes, even if she forget, I will never forget you. Behold, I have graven you upon the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. In other words, don't quit. I know you feel forsaken, but don't quit. Today, we're going to have another talk, but it's not on only don't quit, it's no excuses. No excuses. We're looking at Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, in other words, that Isaiah's vision happened in history, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With one he covered his face. With one he covered his feet. With one he did fly. And one cried out to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried out, and the house was filled with smoke, was filled with the glory of God. Then said I, woe is me, for I am a man, I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off of the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged. In other words, he made excuses. You know, I'm not worthy. Woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I have problems. I sin. But the Lord said no. The Lord said no. No excuses. I'm going to purge you of your sin. I'm going to purge you of your sin. No excuses. Today the Lord might be calling you to do something and you're making excuses. I know I wanted to make an excuse today. I say, well, replay yesterday. But the Lord said no excuses. Today. No excuses. There are no excuses that will fit. The Lord has a plan, and we need to know that that plan is good, and we don't make excuses. Do you remember the wedding feast that Jesus talked about, and they invited people, and one person said, I married a wife, I bought me a cow, I have just commitments that I have to do. In other words, they were making excuses. And Jesus said, go into the highways and the byways and get everybody. Get everybody, because the people I called to be my people did not come. They made excuses. No excuses today. When the Lord called you to do something, you do it. You say, but I'm unworthy. Well, welcome to the group. We're all unworthy. There's only one that is worthy, and his name is Jesus. No excuses today. and we can say, you know, I came from a dysfunctional family. Well, welcome to the human race. It's called sin. And we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. No one hasn't sinned. So dysfunction cannot get in the way. No excuses. I'm looking at Jeremiah 1. It is the call of Jeremiah. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. That's the call. And then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. I am too young. I am a child. Lord's going to say no excuses. No excuses. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. So here we have the prophet that says, you know, I'm just a kid. I'm too young. I'm a child. I can't do it. I don't know how to speak. The Lord says, no excuses. I'm calling you to do something. I'm calling you to speak to Israel. I'm calling you to speak to Judah. I'm calling you to speak the word of God. And I will be with you. I will put my words in your mouth. This is very interesting because we all are like this. You know, we want to make excuses for the Lord. We want to say, well, you know what? My brother was a lot brighter than me. My sister is holy and I'm not holy. When the Lord calls us to do something, no excuses. We just do it. Why do we do it? Because it's obedience, obedere, to listen to. That's what it comes from. Obedience comes from to listen to. We need to listen to what the Lord is saying. And when he says something, we need to do it. No excuses. And it's always an excuse that we make. You know, I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm not handsome, I'm not beautiful. No, when the Lord asks you to do something, you go ahead and do it. He will provide the power for you to do what he wants you to do. Do you understand what I mean? We can look at other scriptures, and we will. And again, it's the same message. No excuses. And we look at the prophet Amos in the 7th chapter of Amos. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, that's the northern kingdom, said to Jeroboam, king of Israel, Amos has conspired against the king in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear his words. For thus Amos says, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land, yes, to Babylon. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, the priest said unto the prophet, you seer, go and flee away into the land of Judah where you were born. There eat bread and there prophesy, but prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and it is the king's court. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman, and I gathered sycamore fruit, and the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, go, prophesy unto my people Israel. Now therefore hear the word of the Lord. You say, prophesy not against Israel, and drop not your word against the house of Isaac. Therefore thus says the Lord, your wife shall be a harlot in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be divided by line, and you shall die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity, says the Lord. You see, Amos was not a prophet. He didn't belong to a school of prophets. He was a herdsman. You know, he tended sheep and he tended sycamore trees. That's what he did. But the Lord called him to preach not to his own people in the southern kingdom, but in the northern kingdom. Amaziah the priest didn't like it because the priest wants things to be always the same. This is the way we did things, this is the way we do things, and this is the way it is. Amaziah wants there to be the status quo. And what does Amos want? Amos wants to speak the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord is repent, because you're going to be called to Babylon. Amos did it. He didn't make excuses. But you know what? He told, that wasn't my plan. It wasn't my plan. It was God's plan. Do you understand what I'm saying? It wasn't my plan. It was God's plan. And it's always an excuse that people make. That, you know what, there's people listening to me that God is calling to go to the seminary, and you're making excuses. You say, this is too hard for me. I need another year to discern. You've been discerning for 70 years, for heaven's sake. It's time to pick up your bags and just go make an application. That's real. That's real. I remember speaking like this once, and one young man heard me, and he made an application, and he is a priest of the Franciscans of the Old Order of St. Francis. Yes, he is a priest today because he heard someone say, today is the day not to make excuses. Today is the day to go and make an application. God only knows how much we need him. And God only knows how we make excuses. Excuses don't count in the kingdom. We need to do what God calls us to do. And it's that simple. We need to do what God calls us to do. I'm looking at Luke 5. Again, we're going to see excuses. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of the Lord, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. This is what they did. And he entered into the ships, which was Simon's, and asked him that he should thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the ship. Yes, good. It was like a microphone. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and we have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their nets nearly broke. And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at his knees, the knees of Jesus, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Again, making excuses. Get away from me, I'm a sinful man. And for he was astonished at all that were with him, at the catch of the fishes which they had taken. And what does Jesus say? Jesus says unto Simon, Don't be afraid, from henceforth you shall be catching men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. So Simon was experiencing his sin. You know, he probably thought when Jesus said, put down your nets, he said, I'm a fisherman, this is a carpenter. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But when the nets were flooded with fish, he said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. The Lord says, no excuses, no excuses. I'm sinful, I'm going to forgive sin. I forgive sin. That's why we go to confession. I forgive sin. And I do what I call you to do. It is my will that you do what I call you to do, no matter what it is, no matter how you hear it. Do not make excuses. Excuses don't count. Excuses don't count. We can all make excuses. I can say, well, Lord, you know, I had a rough night last night. I couldn't sleep, so I'm not going to preach today. No excuses. You do what I call you to do. And you do it with the best ability and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Today at Mass, I was preaching, and the Lord said to me, tell the people that the reason why Jacob wanted to know the name of the angel is because then when you know the name, you have control over it. So I said that. I know that. You know, when Moses asked the name of the Lord, he says, I am who I am. I am who I am. And that's who he is. But it wasn't any name that you can have control over, if you know what I'm saying. No excuses today. No matter what you're going through, you say, you know, I'm in the middle of a divorce. Please. Please, no excuses today. When the Lord calls you to do something, you let go of everything and you do it. Amos did it. He went to the northern part of Israel, the king's sanctuary, and he preached. And Amaziah, the priest, said, get out of here. But Amos said, no, I'm not leaving. God sent me to do this. It wasn't my idea. I was a tender of sheep, and I tended sycamore trees for the fruit. And I am speaking the word of God here because God has told me to speak this word. This is the word. You're going off to Babylon. The word is not always a good word the Lord has for us. It's usually repent. Repent because you have sinned. We know we sing God bless America, but God is not going to bless America until America repents of her sin. We need the prophet to tell us, repent, turn away from your sin. You are killing children every single day. Repent. You have gay marriage now. Repent every single day. You know, we need the prophets to tell us to repent, to turn away from our sin and to receive the gift of God. Not only to turn away from our sin, but to receive the gift of God. What are you thinking today? I'm not worthy. Well, you know what? No one is worthy but the Lamb of God. Don't make excuses. You do what God tells you to do. You do what God tells you to do. You might say, well, you know what? My brother already is in the seminary, and we don't have two people in the seminary. With God calling you to the seminary, you go make an application. It's as simple as that. And you might say, I'm discerning. But you've been discerning for years. It's time to do something. It's time to get out of the boat. It's time to go and do what the Lord called you to do. The same thing with women. The Lord might be calling you to something and you are saying, well, you know what? I'm too old for that. I'm too old for that. I have grandchildren. Listen, when God tells you to do something, you do it. You do it. Because that's what you do. No excuses. He doesn't have excuses. Excuses don't count in the presence of the Lord. And we can make all the excuses that we want. I'm not holy. I'm too big. I'm too small. I'm not bright. I'm a child. I'm an old person. I'm ready to retire. There is no retirement in the kingdom. No retirement in the kingdom. We need to preach the word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. When God tells us to do that, that's what we need to do. No excuses. No excuses. Yesterday, you don't quit. Today, you don't make excuses, because excuses don't mean anything in the presence of the Lord. It's as simple as that. Excuses do not mean anything in the presence of the Lord. Lord, I married a wife. Too bad. Come to the wedding. Lord, I bought me some land. Come to the wedding. Lord, I have commitments. Come to the wedding. They all said no. They all made excuses. And what did the Lord say? Go out into the highways and the byways and get that place, the people, to fill my banquet hall, because that's what I want. The lame, the crippled, the sinners, go and tell them I want them to fill my banquet hall. You see, it's very simple. It's very simple. Your excuses do not mean anything to the Lord. He is God, and He can work through you. Isaiah said, I'm a sinful man. So what did the Lord do? He took a coal and purged his lips. No excuses, Isaiah. No excuses, Isaiah. Jeremiah said, I'm too young. I'm a child. I don't know how to speak. So the Lord touched his mouth and put the words in his mouth. And the Lord said, no excuses. Go, and I will watch over my word. And even if they hate you, keep on preaching the word of God. No excuses. I know that one time Isaiah was so disgusted because he was being so tortured by people because his message was difficult. He said to his disciples, wrap up the scroll. I'm not going to preach anymore. He was making excuses. But the Lord said, no, you've got to keep on preaching. That's what I called you to do, Isaiah. From your conversion on, I call you to preach. You see, we're all very much alike. We're all very much alike. We want to say, you know, find someone else to do this. I'm not worthy. And the Lord says, I'll make you worthy by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of Jesus, I'll make you worthy. I'm too sinful. The Lord says, I'll forgive your sin. Go to confession. God is calling people today to be His disciples, and people are running away, having one excuse after the other, and the Lord says, no excuses. They don't mean anything to me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to repent for making excuses not to do your will. We're making excuses for not to do your will. Father, you called the prophets, and they also said they couldn't do it, but you gave them the power in the midst of it. You said to them, no excuses, Jeremiah. I don't care how young you are, you're going to preach to the people. You're going to preach the word of God. You said to Isaiah, I will purify your lips. And you sent an angel to put some coal on his lips. You said to Peter, who said, I'm a sinful man, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, call your people and give them the grace not to make excuses today. Give them the grace to do what you call them to do. Give them the grace to be what you call them to be. Give them the grace to see that you are greater than their weakness, that you are greater than their sin, that you are greater than their everything. Father, call your people. Today the word of God said, send out laborers into the vineyard. Oh God, call there to be laborers in the vineyard, and help the people to say yes with no excuses. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, give them the power to do what you call them to do, even if they feel unworthy. We're all unworthy.
every one of us is unworthy, but the Lord is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is Jesus Christ. No excuses today. God's not accepting your excuses. God wants you to do what He wants you to do, and you cannot make excuses today, because He told me to tell the people, no excuses, no excuses, no excuses. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary in Winthrop between July 19th and the 25th. You can call 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. And I want to say to you, we need to pay June's bills. Bills in the summer are very difficult to pay because people are on vacation. If you are blessed by talks like this, send us gifts so that we can continue to preach. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.